Give me a signal, give me a sign. Written by Fetz on Top. Read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom, Star Wars Original Trilogy. Pairing is Boba Fett, Leia Organa. Rating is PG-13. Additional tags for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Missing Scene, Secret Relationship, Romance, Marriage Proposal, Star Wars Rare Pair Exchange 2020, Treat Fic, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Summary. After the ambush on Bespin, Leia has a few things to work out. More than a few. They were separated after Vader's ambush in the dining hall. Leia couldn't tell where they took Han and Chewie. She expected to be interrogated the way she was on the Death Star. It wasn't a pleasant thought, but at least she knew what to expect. She did not expect the stormtroopers escorting her to stop abruptly outside of a door. Or to be shoved through that door into a dark room. The door locked behind her, and she found herself alone. It wasn't a prison cell. It was a guest room, not unlike the one she changed in before dinner. She found a light panel and managed to turn on a lamp across the room. It was sitting on a small table, a scratched and dented helmet beside it. Leia recognized that helmet immediately. It belonged to Boba Fett. Her heart began to pound as she approached it, her fingertips brushing over the T-shaped visor. What kind of game was Vader playing? Was Fett intended to be her torturer? Her mind was spinning at such a furious rate, she didn't notice that she was no longer alone until a hand touched the small of her back. She stiffened as the hand moved to her side, and an armored body pressed against her back. "I like this outfit," Fett said in a low voice. He pressed a kiss into her jaw, a space of questionable intent that was neither her cheek nor her throat. Leia supposed that was his attempt at a polite greeting. "What are you doing?" she demanded, barely able to draw a breath.
"I paid off a few stormtroopers to bring you here. What does it look like?"
He backed off, giving her enough space to turn around and face him.
He was a handsome man, never more so than when he was trying to impress her.
"Not that I don't appreciate it, Boba, but I meant, what are you doing here?"
"You're angry."
He had the gall to look surprised by that fact.
"I could ask you the same question. Why are you running around with spice smugglers?"
"Former spice smugglers. Why are you working for Vader?"
"Vader offered a reward for the location of the Millennium Falcon. And since Solo has a date with Jabba to discuss a missing shipment of spice, it was a convenient payday."
His expression turned sour.
"At least until I realized you were on board."
Leia folded her arms over her chest. "I'm sorry I don't have time to notify you of every ship I'm on. Given that I haven't heard from you in 6 months, I didn't think you cared." The bounty hunter took a step towards her.
"You told me not to contact you while you were on Hoth. You said it wasn't safe."
"It wasn't. And you were right," she admitted, looking away. "I needed some time to think." A gloved finger caught her chin and forced it up.
and...
He said it without emotion.
That's how she knew he was bracing himself for her answer.
I tried it. A rebel hero, a dashing scoundrel, someone on my side. But I don't want either of them.
Every second she looked into his eyes, she was more certain of it.
I care about Luke and Han, but I love you.
She barely had time to draw breath before he kissed her, wrapping her in an embrace that felt like every stolen moment before it.
I am on your side, he said, when the need for air forced them apart. Yours alone.
I know. She drew in a deep, shuddering breath.
Gods, Boba, what are we going to do?
Vader doesn't want you. He wants your rebel hero. Fett paused.
You told me he was more like a brother.
He is. I don't know why I... Look, can we drop this for now? We might not be Vader's primary concern, but that doesn't mean he'll let us go.
The bounty hunter ran his fingers down the edge of her brocade robe.
I kind of want to see you in this with nothing underneath. Is that an option?
Leia raised her eyebrows.
I have a plan, he amended. But I also want an answer.
She stepped in closer, tilting her head back.
Get me my flight suit back, and I'll give you the whole damn outfit. Then, if we survive this, we can discuss options.
Deal.
He gave her a quick kiss to seal it, and stepped back to retrieve his helmet.
Vader wants to take Skywalker to the Emperor, which means he has to keep him alive. I'll suggest to Vader that he use the carbon freezing chamber, and then when Skywalker arrives, there should be enough confusion for us to slip away.
And leave Luke here!
I can't save everyone. If you escape, you have a better chance of being able to rescue him before Vader delivers him to the Emperor.
Leia clutched her fingers together as she worked through the possibilities in her head.
Okay, it's a start. But there's one more thing.
She winced a little as she spoke, knowing he wouldn't like it.
My execution is worth something to the Empire, so they'll keep me alive for it.
The same isn't true for Han or Chewie.
Promise me you'll do everything you can to keep them alive.
His face was hidden behind his mask now. She couldn't see it.
She could, however, see the resigned rise and fall of his shoulders.
I'll do what I can. Are you planning to tell Solo?
As soon as I have the chance.
It was bound to be an awkward conversation, but the success of their plan could depend on whether or not Han believed that Boba Fett was on her side.
I'll work out some kind of signal with Han to let you know that he's in the loop. Something dramatic. You'll know it when you see it.
Fett nodded.
I'll go get your clothing now. We don't have much time before they come back for you.
He moved toward the door and stopped before turning back to face her.
That outfit,
he said a little gruffly.
You could get married in it if you wanted to.
Leia almost laughed. Not because it was funny, but because he was the most impossible, surprising man, and she loved him so much.
Before or after I wear it with nothing underneath?
Your choice. Think about it.
Oh, I will.
She drew in a quick, hopeful breath. Go get my things. We'll talk about wedding plans later.
On my way.
Even with his helmet on, she could hear the smile in his voice. The end.